Hey, welcome to The Revolutionized Mind, a platform about all things mental health. I'm your host, Angelica Galluzzo, and on this show, we use real stories and eye-opening conversations to make you feel less alone and a little more optimistic about what's ahead of you. Come on a journey with me. Bring your most authentic self and let's revolutionize the mind. Reforming society, repairing your mentality, restoring your life. This is The Revolutionized Mind. Hi everybody, happy Friday. I hope you're all doing amazing. Sun is shining. We've had some hot days around here, so I hope you're enjoying it and just doing well, keeping up with yourself and your own self-care, and excited to listen to another episode of The Revolutionized Mind. Today we are joined by the wonderful Patricia, who is going to tell us all about boundaries, and I'm super excited to release this episode because I think we talk a lot about some of the consequences that come from setting boundaries, what boundary setting even means, because I think a lot of people hear the term but don't really know how to apply it or how to practically use it in your own life. So we really get into detail on that end. And just some things to look out for. I just think we really, really get into a lot of great detail and things that you can hopefully apply to your own life. I know she said a few things that have really stuck with me since I've listened to and edited this whole episode. So hopefully the same goes for you. With that being said, I hope you enjoy. So today I'm here with Patricia DiGiorgio, who is a therapist in training and the person who runs Glasses Off Instagram page. And today we're going to be talking all about boundaries, which is a new topic to this podcast. So to start off, do you want to just tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, for sure. So like Angelica said, I'm Patricia. I also run Glasses Off, which is my little passion project that I've had for about, I think, a year and a half now. I basically created that because I wanted to put out more credible and accessible psychoeducation for people. And I'm also really passionate about opening up the dialogue and ending stigma around mental health and wellness. So that's kind of why I created that. And then also I'm pursuing my master's degree in counseling psychology and psychotherapy. So my professional goal obviously is to become a licensed therapist. So that kind of aligns also with why I created my account, because I really just enjoy sharing what I'm learning as well. I think it's so intriguing and also so of benefit to everyone to learn as well. So that's a little bit about me. Yeah.
That's awesome. And why did you actually decide to get into the mental health field? Was it personal interest or professional?
It was kind of a mix of both. I think I've always been interested in psychology and side of mental health as well. I've also had my own struggles with mental health, same with other people in my family. So it was more so me kind of just combining all of those, I guess, things that I was interested in, but also had a connection to. And then I kind of just landed in that field. And it honestly, it's great.
Amazing. And what does Glasses Off mean? Where did you get that title?
I had a feeling you were going to ask that. Yeah. So when I first started my account, I was kind of like, okay, what am I going to name this? So kind of like the running joke, like in my family, it's like the way that we kind of, when we were younger, like my mom, whenever we had like an issue or something, a lot of us wore glasses. So when we were like, you can't really hug or really get a good cry out when you have your glasses on. So like my mom's like key like phrase, whenever she could tell like we were like needing kind of like a one-to-one, she'd be like, glasses off. So it was kind of like that kind of thing. So I kind of was like, if I ever went into like private practice or something, I thought I would name that like based off of that phrase, because it was always like kind of a thing that signified like you could kind of really let your guard down and kind of just really connect on a more personal level and kind of get that support that you needed, right? So that's kind of where the name came to be, I guess. It's kind of cheesy, but whatever. So yeah, I had that on, I think I had the story of that on my page, but I think I might have taken it down by now, but I should put it back up so people kind of know what it's about. But yeah, that's kind of what happened. Yeah.
That's super cute. And it's true. Like, you cannot do anything when you have glasses on. They always get in the way. So that's adorable. I love that. So what does boundary setting mean to you? I know it's kind of a term that, like, we throw out and nobody really breaks it down or applies it to their own life. And why do you think it's such an important aspect of our overall well-being?
Yeah, for sure. So the way that I personally think about boundary setting, what it means to me, is kind of just basically a life skill, honestly. And it's so essential to our health. And I think really boundary setting is learning not only how, but when to kind of implement those, like, specific decisions that really align with, like, your personal values. And it's a way to really just protect your mental health, your space, your energy, and, like, communicating that to whether it be, like, a person or even to yourself, a situation. And by doing so, it really just enhances your life in pretty much every way, which I think is really why it's so important, is because when you're really prioritizing yourself and putting yourself first, you really are protecting, you know, mind, body, spirit, right? And that's really what makes you healthy, right?
Yeah, I feel like there's this, like, taboo around setting boundaries because people are like, you don't need to, or saying no is, like, negatively thought of. And it's just this whole thing, but it really is just protecting yourself, your own peace, knowing your limits, and knowing that you're not taking on too much in, like, a variety of aspects.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally go off of that. I think that's still a stigma around boundary setting, even if it's just underlying. Right now, I think people just assume that boundary setting is selfish and it's not, like, empathetic to whoever you're dealing with, and it's totally far from what it actually is about. So I'm actually happy we're talking about it today, because I think that would be really helpful for people to kind of reconceptualize.
Yeah. And what are some signs, I guess, to, like, look out for that you might need to actually start setting boundaries for yourself, whether that be, like, in your work environment or your own personal relationships? What can we really identify to start?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that this could definitely present differently for everyone. So I think it's so important, first and foremost, to practice mindfulness as much as you can, even if that's a daily check-in or a weekly check-in, for the different aspects of your life, of where you're at physically, emotionally, socially, behaviorally. Just kind of check in and see where the different aspects of your life are at. Maybe they could use some more support. So I guess some signs for each of those. I like to break it down because it's sometimes a bit easier just because they're so broad in a sense. But I think that, so, like, for the emotional signs that you might need some boundary setting, if you're dealing with a lot of anxiety, frustration, like irritability, anger, guilt, confusion, those are a lot of, like, conflicting, difficult emotions. So I think that if you're experiencing those on a daily, on a constant, definitely something to consider if that's stemming from a certain place and where you could insert some boundaries. I think that also for the physical effects, again, mental health really ties in with your physical health as well. So if you're lacking boundary setting in some aspect and you're feeling those feelings of anxiety, depression, frustration, that also can manifest, not for everyone, but for a large majority of people, it can manifest in physical symptoms as well. So fatigue, nausea, headaches, stomach issues, it could really be so different for everyone. But again, it's just because it ties in the emotional side of things as well. And then I think moving on to, like, the social behavioral side, I think that some things could be isolating or trying to withdraw from things that you normally enjoy doing. Or even on the flip side, feeling like you always have to overcommit to plans. You can't say no to anyone. You're just having, like, this sense of fear that you can't just say no or say anything to other people. You feel like you're walking on eggshells in a sense, or always feeling like there's some kind of responsibility for other people's emotional state on your shoulders, essentially. I think that would be kind of the main things that I would say are kind of signs to look for if you're thinking that you might need some boundaries.
Yeah, and I think that, like, check-in piece is where it all starts, is really just taking a second to pay attention to how you're feeling. And even in situations, say you're in a bad work environment, like paying attention to how it makes you feel. And if you need to set boundaries with certain tasks or certain people, it'll really be like a great place to start to know where you need to draw that line.
I love that. Yeah. That's what I always say. So important too, for people to practice like that mindfulness of just being like present when, you know, you have like a really uncomfortable emotion come up, just kind of like really be mindful of that and be like, okay, where is this coming from? And again, like you said, how can I, you know, make the steps to kind of make myself feel better, right?
Mm-hmm. And how do you personally, I guess, work through those emotions? Like, are you a journaler? Do you ask yourself questions? How do you work through that?
Yeah, I would love to say that, like, I feel like everyone in this, like, every time I hear this, I'm like, do you really do that? Because, like, I'm one of those people where I was just like, I'm going to be real. Like, sometimes it's really, really difficult to cope with emotions in a healthy way. But I say one of the biggest things for me when I feel, you know, kind of difficult emotions, I'm more of, like, a deep breather, getting out into nature, taking walks, talking to loved ones. That's more of my way of dealing with emotions. I've tried journaling. It's not the best for me, but I mean, it does work for a lot of people. But yeah, that's just personally what I do for that.
Me as well. I cannot journal if my life depended on it. I really want to say that I do and I try, but it's just not for me. So me as well, I'm more just, of like the physical movement, like getting outside, maybe doing a workout or something.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's just learning what works for you, because emotions are tricky.
They really are. And it's really hard to feel your feelings. Like, people are always like, oh, just feel your feelings. And it's like, okay, but like, how? And also, it's very hard.
Yeah. Like, I'm definitely somebody who would rather run away from them and like deal with them later rather than actually like face. But to each their own, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And something I also wanted to talk about was like the idea of saying no to people, because I know a lot of people pleasers and people who like to take things on like really struggle with setting that boundary and saying yes to everything that people ask them.
Right.
So how can we reframe our mindset around this and I guess like address the issue of both protecting ourselves and preventing burnout?
Right. Yeah. So I would say, honestly, just to tie back into what we were talking about mindfulness, I kind of tie that in to how I would respond to that question. And it kind of, you could break it down into different things, but for the most part, I just try to keep a broader perspective of the situation. So really stepping into that mindfulness again. And that could be whether I have like, you know, a few reflection questions that I like to kind of think about when I'm having an issue saying no to someone. One of them that I always really come back to is, by saying yes to this person or situation, whatever it is, like, what am I saying no to for myself? And I think when you think about that and that reflection in that way, it kind of allows you to reflect on like, okay, like what is valuable to me in this situation here? Like, am I going to be sacrificing my time, my energy, my peace? Like, what about this, by saying yes to this, is going to be like the downfall for me? So I think reflection questions are really helpful when it comes to deciding whether or not you want to say no or say yes, whatever the situation is. And then also keeping in with the broader perspective of things. I don't know about you, but whenever, you know, boundary setting and trying to say no to someone or whatever the situation may be, you do tend to get like those intrusive thoughts, kind of like, oh, what if I'm the problem? Or am I really worthy of setting these boundaries with this person or the situation and stuff? So I think that can be really tricky as well, because not only like, are you having a hard time setting a boundary, but now yourself is kind of like doubling back on you and kind of pushing back, like, should I set this? Should I say this kind of thing? So I would say, again, the reflection questions can be really helpful. And then also I like to try and work in positive affirmations as well. Like, I am worthy of setting this time for myself, or I am worthy to be respected in this way. So whatever kind of the situation is, you can kind of tweak your affirmation to what you're working with, obviously, but I think that is really, really helpful as well.
Yeah, I love that. And I think it's so like specific to the situation you're in, because whether it's like your boss asking you something at work can be completely different than like a friend asking for a favor.
Absolutely.
And sometimes there is that like additional pressure, say it is at work, that you're scared, like you might be reprimanded for that or something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, when it comes to like the friend situations, we also struggle with like hurting people's feelings by saying no, and your those intrusive thoughts come in and you're kind of scared that they're going to hate you or be mad at you. So how would you respond to like those consequences and actually protecting yourself rather than like burning yourself out?
Yeah, I would say as a general rule of thumb, if someone is really, really upset and reactive with a boundary that you've set with them, it's usually a good indicator that you set the boundary with them, like for starters. But also I would say too, like when you do set a boundary with someone and they're really reactive and really upset, like that's a normal reaction to, you know, they're valid in whatever they're feeling, but the consequences of that is really hard to deal with as well. So I would say like, if you've respectfully and explicitly stated your boundary with whoever, you know, if whether it be a friend or a boss or whatever, and they continue to disrespect that, I would say it's definitely time to limit contact. Is that always easy? No, it can be really, really difficult depending on the situation. But I think that's definitely one of the things that you should consider if that is the case. And then again, that's also could be a consequence, right, of setting a boundary is having to limit that contact or not have that person in your life. And that is a really difficult consequence to really deal with. But I would say, again, it kind of just go back to really taking care of yourself, emphasizing that self-care. So whether that be, you know, journaling or mindfulness practices or really surrounding yourself with people who do respect you, do love you, do want to support you in whatever decisions that you're making for yourself. So I would say that would be kind of the best way to kind of deal with the consequence of what would happen if you did set a boundary with someone.
Yeah, I think this is a really important question, and I know it's loaded and subjective because each situation is going to be different, but a lot of people do have negative reactions to boundary setting, and even if it's just a friend asking for a favor and you're not able to help them out that day, like that could really have a negative turn on your relationship if they take it personally. And I think there's like a lot of internal dialogue that comes with it because you're scared of what other people are gonna think. You're scared that people might think you're inadequate or incapable, whatever it is. And I think like that word you just said there, self-preservation, is really sticking out to me because we can't do everything all the time, all at once. Like we need to set those boundaries. We're not actually capable of doing everything. That reflection question you provided as well, I think it really puts it into perspective because you have to kind of sacrifice some things if you're saying yes, like you said. So
yes,
it makes you see it in a kind of different light. And I think that's a really good place to start just by asking yourself, like that little question can go such a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, kind of going in line with responding to potential consequences, like you were saying, in the situation of not being able to help out a friend and then things kind of get blown out of proportion in a sense. I also think that it's important to remember when people are getting really reactive or upset when you've set a boundary with them, that's a boundary that you need and it's important for your own health, especially your mental health. I think that remembering that it's often hard for people to accept what they don't understand or really comprehend or even what they practice with themselves. So I think remembering that as well helps to kind of strengthen your own mindset, but then also it helps you kind of have empathy for the other person and understand that this could be a foreign concept to them as well that they don't understand. Again, that's not also your job to educate someone else on why your decision is important. And it's not in a sense at all where you have to take on that responsibility and plead your case to the other person. But again, I think that realizing that boundary setting could also be new to the other individual as well, and they don't know how to respond or react or even deal with it, can also kind of be helpful in reframing that in a sense, and then also helpful in dealing with the potential feelings that come along with those consequences from the other person you're setting a boundary with.
And do you have any other examples of like boundary setting other than just saying no to somebody? Because I know some people might have like a specific situation that they're dealing with, like whether it be a family member or anything, like instead of just saying like, no, I can't do this, like what are other boundaries that you might be familiar with yourself?
That's a good question. Okay, let me think. Okay, so I would say I was going to bring this up to sort of in there, I think one of the last questions towards the end, but I think too, like, boundary setting with the self is so important because it can be really difficult to, it basically goes back to that notion of practice what you preach kind of thing. So if it's really hard to accept boundary setting, even if someone's setting a boundary with you, if you don't practice that with yourself, it's really hard to not even like set boundaries with other people and also just accept if someone's setting a boundary with you. So I would say that's kind of a key situation that people should be aware of. So that could be looking like, okay, like I know that I'm having an issue with work-life balance. So maybe I'm going to not answer emails or work messages after 5 p.m. That's a boundary I'm setting with myself. And I need to commit to that because I respect myself. I respect my time and I'm worthy of having time to relax. So something along the lines of that, I think a lot of people do struggle with as well. So I would say that's definitely something to be aware of and to focus on.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at there is just like those other situations. So thanks for addressing that. And I've seen a quote too that says something like, there's no such thing as I don't have time for ... because you can always make time for the things that absolutely, you know you need. And I think there's like a fine line there that you can cross over. But for real, like honestly, in my life, I've noticed that too, that I can always make time for the things that I need. And if I need to absolutely, take the night off answering emails to do self-care, or if I need to go make time for a walk, like that is boundary setting in a way. And absolutely, while you're changing your schedule in a way that best benefits mm-hmm, you. So it's really just, again, going back to mindfulness, like being aware of what you need when you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And just as like a general, this is very broad, but do you have any like helpful tips or suggestions for setting effective boundaries?
Okay, so I do think, okay, again, mindfulness is like, it's like the overarching topic of that. So I would definitely say, I feel like we spoke about that enough, but definitely mindfulness before, during, after, really just to kind of stay in tune with yourself. Where you're at with your boundary setting, and then just emphasizing, you know, that self-care post-boundary setting. So that's really important. I also would say that one of my biggest tips too would potentially be inner child work, which I don't think, it is something that's really broad and it's kind of hard to get into. There's tons of resources out there now to kind of make your first steps into that way if you've never really delved into inner child work. But I think when it comes to boundary setting, sometimes we have an issue with boundary setting because it was never really modeled to us, depending on your situation. So I think that if you're having an issue with boundary setting, and you are, especially if it's stemming from like low self-esteem or low worth, whatever it is, I think that's something that is, you know, you should consider to kind of look into. And you can do that like through the most simplest ways, through like journaling, which is a really helpful way. And I think that's really important, especially if you struggle with like people pleasing and like overthinking your boundaries. I think that's just really important to consider as well. And then back to, again, I think really practicing boundaries with yourself is really important. So really making sure that you're taking care of yourself and really committing to the boundaries that you set with yourself, right? So, because if we don't really implement something that we use for ourselves, not only like does it show other people how to treat us, but it kind of emphasizes how much we think we're worth as an individual, right? So if we are, you know, not really prioritizing ourselves, it's showing people that, you know, maybe not to prioritize us in that way, but also showing that, like, you know, maybe we just need to prioritize ourselves a little bit better, right?
Yeah. And like you said, like if we don't give ourselves that respect, then other people can start to walk all over us because they always expect that absolutely, we're going to drop everything to be there for them and things like that. So right, I think that is such a big thing within boundary setting, because you have to, it's cheesy, but like you do have to start with yourself first, because if you're not setting those own personal boundaries, then you're going to start spreading yourself really thin for other people.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally.
And when you were talking there, I just kind of started thinking, like, do you think there's a generational piece to it too? Because I feel like our parents, our grandparents, like, they expect so much, not like in a negative sense, but just that, like, you're able to help them with anything at any time. If they call you, they say, like, you're home, you're not doing anything, come help me with this. But for me, like, if I know that day I had told myself, like, I was having a Netflix day, I wasn't going to leave the couch, and then somebody needed a favor from me, like, it's so hard to tell them no, because they're like, why not? And they just don't understand.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because definitely there is some kind of generational thing, even cultural thing. Like, I think, like, obviously, Angelica, you're Italian, I'm Italian, our last names are like the most Italian things ever. But like, even with our culture and stuff like that, I think it plays into like always having to kind of jump in when people ask us to do things, or feeling bad and having to say no to social events and stuff like that. So I think there's definitely some kind of link to that. And that's also something I'm discovering in my life as well, of kind of just trying to implement that, and also educate whoever, family, friends, that there is an importance to boundary setting, and how, like, I can not only use it, but they could also use it as well. And it's really more of a positive thing, and not a selfish thing that's been kind of portrayed for this long, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, sorry, you like hesitated there between positive and negative, but then positive and selfish. And that like stuck to me, because I think that's exactly what it is. It's like, people think you're literally being selfish, and it's not that at all. And I think that like psychoeducation piece, and actually talking about the benefits that come with it, and the limits that we have as humans, like, we're not able to do, again, everything all the time. So it's important to talk about, and I'm glad we are having that conversation.
I think too that not only emphasizing the importance of setting boundaries with others, but also emphasizing the importance of setting boundaries with yourself is really key when it comes to boundary setting and setting effective boundaries. And it can be even as simple and small as, I'm not going to be speaking to myself in a negative way about my body, or I'm not going to be checking my work emails after 5 o'clock because I need to prioritize work-life balance. Whatever the case may be to the individual, I think that it's just really, really important to uphold that self-respect and self-care with yourself, so that you're able to do so effectively with others, and that others can kind of see the way that you respect yourself as well and want to do that in alignment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's not an easy thing to do as well for any people pleasers or people with low self-worth, because they don't believe that they actually deserve that time to themselves or setting those boundaries. So those practices can actually be really powerful, and repetition is key, like you said, like saying it out loud in the mirror, doing affirmations, writing out journal prompts, journal entries, whatever it is. So really just reminding yourself that you do deserve to give yourself that peace, that energy, whatever the situation calls for. So I think those are all amazing tips. And I love the work one. And I think that's such a great place to start. Like, if you can set that boundary for yourself at home, you kind of can separate your environments and say, like, when I get home, I'm not doing XYZ because that's me time, or that's time I spend with my family. So it is a really good place to kind of just like reassess how certain things make you feel, and to really just practice it with yourself before doing it with other people, because it will make it easier, like you said.
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll really help your confidence. And that's also kind of like an important aspect too, when you're talking or setting boundaries with other people, it kind of will fall into, again, setting those firm boundaries, and really help with the consistency of things too.
For sure. Well, Patricia, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge with us. I will definitely put your Instagram handle in the notes of this episode, so anybody listening can go follow you. And I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome.
I hope you're much more educated on boundaries now than you were before, like I am. I think I learned a lot, and I really liked how she broke it down into the social, physical, behavioral, and all those different things, because it makes it easier for me and hopefully you to kind of visualize how certain people or situations make me feel and how it manifests itself in my own life so I can kind of adjust my boundaries in a way that allows me to prioritize my peace, my time, my energy, while also still being a good person and helping people out when and if I can. And obviously, I think a lot of what we talked about could be very subjective. It's very dependent on the situation, whether it's work, whether it's personal, whether it's a stranger on the street. Like, there are just so many things that can be involved in boundary setting that you have to consider. And like at the core of it, it's really just that word that she used, the self-preservation, is key for me, because I think just the thought of preserving yourself is such a better way of thinking of it, in my opinion. I don't know. Again, because we can't do everything all the time, and we need to be able to preserve ourselves that way when that favor is asked of us and we can actually commit to it, we are able to fully engage in that and give our all to that favor or help out that friend, whatever it is. So definitely a lot of food for thought in this conversation. And if you enjoyed it, please, please send me or Patricia a message. Let us know what stuck with you, what you're taking away. And even if you have any questions about how or where to start with setting a boundary, reach out. We can do our best to help you. Again, we're not professionals. We're just here trying to help and sharing what we learn along the way. So thank you so much for listening to TRM. I hope you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did, and I will be back next Friday.